Did you hear they're sending bacteria into space now?
In little rocket ships?
No, Don. They were sent to the International Space Station with human astronauts.
Sending bacteria to the space station sounds like a bad idea, Yael.
These bacteria are not disease-causing types. But researchers at the University of California at Davis wanted to find out how well a large variety of bacteria would survive in space. If we're going to send astronauts on long missions, such as trips to Mars, we need to know how microbes will act aboard ships or even in colonies. We wouldn't want bacteria ruining food supplies or gumming up equipment.
That would be a problem.
For their experiment, scientists collaborated with the public in a nationwide experiment called Project Mercury to collect bacteria from sports teams, museums, schools, and other locations, such as cell phones and shoes. They sent 48 strains to the space station to see how well they would survive. 45 of them grew about the same in space as they do on Earth. As a matter of fact, most of them had already been found growing in the space station. But there was one species that was a real bacterial astronaut. Bacillus safensis grew 60% better in space than on Earth.
Is it dangerous?
Not so far, but safensis is a good survivor. Various safensis strains have since been located in inhospitable places, such as the Arctic Ocean and India. Other bacteria might even be better survivors. They might even be able to survive on Mars.
Sounds like bacteria might be able to go where no man has gone before.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.